The following episode is sponsored by LegalZoom. They're helping keep this show free. If you go to LegalZoom.com and enter the code EARWOLF, you'll get a discount, and 100% of what you spend there comes directly back to the show. LegalZoom is the best place to help with your legal needs. They're not a law firm, but they provide self-help services at your direction. For more information on how to support this show and the rest of the EARWOLF podcast network, go to EARWOLF.com/insider.
Hello! Welcome to Analyze Fish. I'm Harris Whittles, and I'll be your tour guide through the cosmos. Sorry.
Just kidding. You're a tour guide through the cosmos? Just kidding?
Well, this is Analyze Fish, the show where I try to get Scott Aukerman to like the band Fish.
Yep.
This is the third episode that we have done. I don't know if just audio-based podcasts are called episodes. I don't think that...
Sure.
Is that what...
Why not? You can call it anything you want. It's your cosmos.
Okay, fine.
Whoa. Scott's already...
Defensive.
Passive-aggressively putting it in your court.
So, okay, that is Adam Scott.
Wait, first we need to introduce ourselves before we talk about Adam Scott. Really?
All right, let's do it.
Who are you? Who am I?
All right, I'm Harris Whittles, writer, comedian, write on Parks and Recreation, Sarah Silverman Program. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Stuff like that.
Stuff like
that. Specifically, those
almost
two things.
The entirety of your resume.
Yeah. I left off some pretty choice things.
Secret girlfriend,
which I. Is like such a blemish. Whatever. Let's not get into
on a spotless record.
I don't know what secret girlfriend.
We can talk about it later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
It's because, well, you're not introduced yet, and also it's horribly shameful.
Meanwhile, I'm Scott Aukerman, a former writer for Mr. Show. I'm one of the creators of Between Two Ferns. I do the podcast Comedy Bang Bang, and we were speaking on that show about your love of the band Fish, mm-hmm. and I thought it was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That a grown man, an educated man, by all accounts who went to Harvard.
Emerson.
Would enjoy the band Fish, mm-hmm. and I thought it was so weird. And so we thought of this idea to do this show where you play me Fish songs mm-hmm. and try to get me to like it. And I'm coming in with an open heart, open mind.
Not really anymore.
Not anymore. I've kind of made my mind up.
Maybe. But you really hate them more than I think anybody ever.
More than you now?
Yeah. More than me now, which is a lot, because as I've said, the fans of Fish that listen to this podcast and tell me what I'm doing wrong have crushed my very will to live.
Well, we should talk about our guest and then talk about what's happening.
Okay, so
the TV show, what's happening?
Wait, all right. I was misled at what this
yeah, I'm going to try to get you to like that.
It's I all do like it.
Raj, rerun, Dwayne.
This is Analyze What's Happening, right?
Yeah. What's happening now? Our guest is, and let's tag team this. Well, it's every other sentence. Okay. Our guest is sitting in front of me.
He is sitting right next to me.
He's actually in front of me, though.
He's literally to the side of me right now.
However, for me, my view is if I look directly in front of me, he's there.
I agree with
you
there.
You're both right.
He is an actor, a comedian in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that?
No, I'm not.
You're not a stand-up.
I don't think so. I'm not a comedian.
You're a comic actor.
I don't think you can say it. I mean, you can.
You're funny.
It's not illegal
to say that. Okay. He's a funny guy. He's on Parks and Recreation.
He's a total bro.
He is a brog, which is when you're a bro and a dog, to me, you're a brog.
Yeah.
I like that.
So,
a lot.
This is Adam Scott.
Too much. Yeah, Adam Scott is here.
Hey, everybody.
From Parks and Recreation itself.
And big fan of Analyze Fish.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you listened to both of the episodes, got a hold of us, and said, hey, I want to be on this show, Brogs.
Got a hold of you? Or just said to you, hey, the show's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
or I probably emailed and said.
You emailed. I guess that's not really getting a hold of me because I could just delete the email.
Really got a hold on me.
Already.
Oh, that reminds me, actually. Before we started taping, Adam Scott says he's not a comedian, but then busted out this gem of a parody song.
Oh.
Here I am, rock you like a Herman Cain.
Here I am, rock you like a Herman Cain.
Just kidding.
Can I talk real quick, just to, speaking of email exchanges, about an email exchange I had with Scott Aukerman a few weeks ago?
Yes.
Just kind of in the spirit of the contentious.
Did I do something wrong?
No. Let me just explain it just for a sec.
Okay.
I was listening to Comedy Bang Bang. I think Harris will appreciate this. I was listening to Comedy Bang Bang. I was in my car, and it was the one where Paul F. Tompkins is doing Werner Herzog.
Right.
And so it was hilarious, and I didn't know who was doing
who Werner was Herzog, playing
who was playing Werner Herzog, and I thought it was so funny. And so I emailed Scott, and I just said, "Who is Werner Herzog or Werner Herzog? Am I being?
I think it's Werner. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And." I got an email back right away that said, what is Wikipedia?
Because I thought he was asking me, who is Werner Herzog?
Like, no, you dick. Who's playing?
I apologize. But that's a lot of fun, we did.
And I thought it was funny.
And it was grist for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Great panel discussion.
Not bad so far.
What if Scott was legitimately asking you that? Now who's the asshole?
You're right.
What if there was no irony on any of our conversations at all?
What is Wikipedia?
Just kidding.
We should
talk about why Adam's on the show.
Okay, because he got a hold of us and said, I got to come on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, okay. So here, basically... Adam is a self-proclaimed Grateful Dead fan. Mm-hmm. And
we've talked about on my show about a lot of music with you. Mm-hmm. We've talked about U2 at length, more than really was comfortable for anyone to listen to.
Definitely more than was comfortable for either of us.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of Grateful Dead fans can't get into Phish for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm. The devil, you say.
Yes. I was trying, there was a Grateful Dead song with the devil.
Friend of the devil, you say.
That
would have been better.
That would have been way better. Let's edit it to him just saying that.
The friend of the devil, you say.
Perfect.
Great edit point.
And Adam is on the fence regarding Phish. I think that he is definitely coming in with a more open mind than Scott is to this.
When we talked about this and you emailed me, I said, oh, are you a fan of Phish? Is that why you listened? And you said, I don't know. I'm a fan of the Grateful Dead. I don't know. Maybe I would like Phish. I don't know.
Right. So, go ahead.
I mean, my only thing with the Grateful Dead is my two, the two great, I was into them when I was a teenager. When I was like 14, 15. I was heavily into them. And now the two Grateful Dead albums I still kind of covet and listen to once in a while.
Grateful Dead Greatest Hits. And Grateful Dead Live.
Is there a Grateful Dead Greatest Hits?
I just think anytime you go, oh yeah, I like your album, you follow it up with Greatest Hits. If you know nothing about the person that you're talking to.
When people refer to a Greatest Hits as an album, it always bugs me.
Does it really?
With bands that you like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an album.
You're kind of a snob.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of.
You're in the right place.
I am.
And you hate slobs.
You're
a slob snob.
But Working Man's Dead and American Beauty are their two, I think, best albums, and those consist mostly of pretty short... There aren't jams on them. They're,
Concise songs?
Concise songs. And they're jams, which I was into when I was, really into them.
Since you were in jams.
That's right, since I was in my jammies.
At 15.
You were a weirdo.
Yeah, I didn't hit puberty till I was 27. So the whole jam band thing for me sometimes is meandering and I'm not into it, but I do have an open mind and open heart.
Great.
Scott claims to.
We're going to fill that mind and heart.
Did you follow them around? That's my follow-up question, literally. Did you follow the Grateful Dead around?
Does it count if your dad drives you and your friend to a Grateful Dead concert and drops you off and then picks you up after?
I will allow it.
Okay. Then I followed them to Monterey.
It happened in Monterey. So we should talk about what we're going to hear, and then we'll do a little house cleaning. But what we're going to hear on this podcast is Harris has brought a selection of songs by the band Phish.
Yes. Well,
and you're going to play them for us, and we're going to discuss them.
That's correct. And the first two installments of this, I tried to play elementary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff
My
that
dear
a
Watson.
Beginner. Whittles.
Sorry, Whittles. Elementary, my dear Whittles.
You're calling me Watson.
Watson, come here. I need you. I'm sorry, Whittles.
Is that a famous Sherlock Holmes line?
No, it's a famous Edison line. That was very first telephone call.
Right.
Idiots.
We both knew that.
Yeah. You're a real phone snob, by the way. You're a phone history buff.
I hate phone slobs.
I hate phone slobs.
All right. We all said
we
at the same
were on
time.
That.
All right, so
talk about before we hear what we're going to hear, because we still have to do our major announcement.
Well, let's do a major announcement now.
Okay,
so I can explain what this show is going to be, and then we can get into it.
Okay, so what you are going to hear soon is he's going to play songs, and we are going to give our honest reactions. And if I ever like fish, the show ends. Like there will be maybe 10 seconds of wrap up. I'll say, I like fish.
And we will never see each other again.
Yes. We'll say, that's been our show. Click. It's over. So
you'll shake hands, walk away as friends, and never speak again.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
One of us has to leave LA.
Okay.
So, but our major announcement is, on the very last show, our very last episode, we talked about how a lot of people who listen to this show say, hey, you're not getting the true fish experience because you're not going to see them live. And yeah, I didn't get it either until I saw them live. So on the very last episode, I announced that I was willing to, next time Fish had a show, I would fly anywhere in the continental U.S.
As opposed to the
intercontinental U.S.
Okay. As opposed to Hawaii and Alaska. Only in the 48.
That's, speaking of that, I could really go for a continental breakfast right now.
A continental Alaska.
Continental Airlines breakfast?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What else do you think I was talking about?
I don't know.
You want half of a grape
I like a,
stem?
I like a bagel that is super rubbery and the cream cheese that's in a package that you have to squeeze out.
I do like that. It reminds me of like my toaster strudel days.
I love those days in your life.
I used to love watching you.
Remember being 20 in your jammies and just squirting... Squirting white stuff.
Yep. And you're starting to get pubic hair in your 20.
So I said I would fly anywhere in the U.S. I'd go see a show with my total brog, Harris, and we would record it there. And I would also take drugs. And I'm not a drug taker by trade, nor for fun.
Is anyone by trade a drug taker?
A drug taker? A drug maker, certainly.
Yeah.
But I don't take drugs. I had a lot of people suggest things to me. Most people say just take
mushrooms,
pot and/or mushrooms, which I'm probably going to stick to. Some lunatics are saying that I should do ecstasy for the first time as a 41-year-old man.
Right. I mean, that's how I got into them, is because I was on ecstasy. But I don't take drugs at a lot of fish shows now.
Okay.
But I like them, so I can just go and enjoy it.
So the major announcement is, since that episode dropped, Fish announced 4 shows in New York City, of all cities, at Madison Square Garden. I got 1 ticket for 1 show this December. And so I am vacationing. I'm taking my week off. And I based my entire vacation around going to New York during the winter to see Fish, and we are going to record.
You're
going to
go with him, Harris.
Yeah. He's going with me.
Okay. Harris is going to all the shows. All right. So if you're a Fish fan at these shows, try to hunt down Harris and tell him he's doing a bad job on the show.
And Scott, and tell him, yell at him.
Like, don't bother me, please.
No, please bother him.
So you guys
like
in
our territory.
You guys going to be at Madison Square Garden walking around the concert with headphones and like a recorder and 2 microphones?
Like super old school. Jesus.
Like everyone.
That is true. There are like, you know, bootleggers and stuff.
Sure.
So we actually probably won't look that way.
And they like set up their whole thing with, I remember that from dead shows.
Those rigs are...
That one dead show at Monterey?
Yeah, the dead show I went to. I probably went to
followed them, right?
7 dead shows.
Oh, so you did follow them.
Well, sort of.
So we are going to release that. That'll be our next episode, is probably a compilation of clips of me high, out of my mind, reacting honestly to whatever I'm seeing.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
It's going to be fun. I got a good mind to feed you a ganja goo ball.
Sure.
What's that?
It's basically this edible weed treat that fat hippies basically roll on their bellies.
What?
Now, that's not typical, but I have seen that. I saw a guy do that once in a lot. It's basically like peanut butter and coconut and chocolate chips and like whatever ingredients you want, and then a bunch of weed.
That sounds fantastic.
Why
but
on
I
your
saw
belly?
This guy He didn't know I was watching this, but how he was rolling it up was by using his like stomach as like the rolling pin.
Ugh.
It was truly
are
the
there like stomach
I've
hairs in it.
I didn't buy one of those, but I'd imagine so. So okay, now let's get into what this episode's going to be.
All right, we
have a lot.
We
have a lot to get through.
Yeah, how long have we been going, by the way?
16 minutes.
Okay, that's good for preamble.
Yes.
All right, here we go. The rest of the time
is just Amble City.
By the way, if you're looking at the time and this episode is only 18 minutes, that means the first song that Harris played, I was like, I'm in.
Mm.
I love fish.
What happens?
What happens if Adam likes fish? We still continue, right?
We have to continue.
Okay.
But I think Adam will just serve as like the person proving that I'm not crazy, man.
And you'll have one in your column, and I can bring in someone who's on the fence, and,
yeah,
if I can convince them.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's how it'll work. All right, great.
So, we did the first episode. A lot of people complained I didn't play the right stuff. I got to play beginner stuff.
The Right Stuff by Brian Ferry?
Yeah, people complained I didn't play. I said, I'm trying to convince him to like Brian Ferry. Why the fuck would I play him that, dude? So, episode two rolled around. I tried to play the introductory stuff.
You were the first time you were trying to play covers of bands that I liked.
It was an idea. Yeah,
I really like that Cross-Eyed and Painless.
Well, you're gonna love today.
Okay,
because you're not playing Cross-Eyed and Painless,
but that style will be seen.
Okay.
Episode two rolls around. I play the beginner stuff. Fish fans got their bees in their bonnets still, and they say I'm not playing the jams. I said I know I'm not fucking playing the jams, dudes. I got it. Yeah, you gotta fucking crawl before you swim.
Hmm. Not sure you're saying that right.
No. So, and just to like fuel my fire right now to really get me motivated, I'm gonna read a comment from Aaron Goebel.
Oh, this dude.
An Earwolf commenter.
He is so right on the money.
Okay, he wrote, "I'm a huge fish fan, and my wife is definitely not. That said, we were both excited about this podcast, as I have on numerous attempts tried to get her on board. Scott poses some very good questions as a non-fan in terms of musical style, culture, live or studio, influence, etc.
Love you.
Harrison, I guess he means me, seriously misses the mark in adequately describing what it is that makes this band so amazing. Harrison is just another rookie fan that unfortunately fits the bill on a number of stereotypes and has no business even attempting to explain this band's history, musical influence, ability, style, and
wow.
I could
okay,
go on
hold
and on.
On. Anyone sounds stupid when you imitate them like that.
No, but that's how it's written.
But with that cadence,
yeah,
it says, say it like this?
First of
yeah
all, I think he was writing a letter to Harrison Ford.
Well, then I agree with him. That guy has no business explaining
he's
anything.
Got an earring.
Anything but which...
come arc, on, man. You
which,
can pull this out.
Which arc to raid?
There you go. There you go.
The one of the Covenant.
Yeah.
Of course, my dear Watson. Whittles.
You always go with the shittiest chalice, you guys.
Which temple is filled with doom?
So,
sorry.
Okay, so that guy,
sorry, just
basically,
kidding.
That
just
guy
kidding
sucks. Okay, that guy is an idiot.
No, I love that guy.
No, he
makes some great points.
No, I know more about fish than him. I will say I know more. I have a very methodical system on how I'm trying to get you in.
Yeah.
This is the jam episode, everybody.
Whoa!
Strap on your jam boots, your visors, your Birkenstocks, your tie-dye.
Get your mason jars out.
Yeah. Yeah, get your mason jars out.
Start rolling your
goo balls
your
on
goo
your
balls
belly.
Here we go.
Well, put some jam on it. Okay, we're going to start now with, I played you part of this song. You
oh
didn't
boy
care for the lyrics.
Okay.
I got good news. No lyrics today.
No lyrics at all.
Just jam.
Just going to hear music.
Wow.
Okay. That's bold.
Yeah, because Scott did not like,
he doesn't like
the
it
singing.
I did not like the singing
but
nor
out of
the
like
lyrics.
Out of a 20-minute song, 3 minutes are singing, so I'm going to play you the other part.
Okay.
The majority of what fish is.
So this is like that Fleet Foxes song where it's beautiful for 7 minutes and 1 minute of it there's an abhorrent sax solo.
Yes.
That ruins the mood of the entire album. This is the reverse of that.
Is that the
hopefully
newer Fleet Foxes album?
The newer one, yeah.
I really love that album.
It's a great record other than that 60 seconds.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All
I mean,
right.
I don't remember that 60 seconds.
Oh, okay. You literally don't know what I'm talking about
no
then. Okay.
Analyze Fleet.
Who are you?
We're going to start with
who are
CD
you? Just
one,
kidding.
Track
just kidding
one. This song is called You Enjoy Myself. And this
I've heard of this one.
Yes, we played it. You didn't like what
oh, okay
I played. But this is like The jam in this, where it like peaks and stuff, is like a quintessential Fish, if you ask me.
Here we go. You enjoy
it. We're going to go to 10 minutes in, and this is kind of like the beginning of like the jam. It's a little quiet, a little funky.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go to the peak. And
not
then...
sure I like funky, but go ahead.
Oh, boy.
Textbook slapping to bass.
All right, let's go to 11:15.
Would you? We need Adam's. We can't just fast forward because of my.
This is where it picks up, and then let's listen for a minute, and then we'll all talk. Felt that, huh?
I felt it.
You felt it.
That's intentional.
All right, cut it. Now that's like, you know, a pretty typical You Enjoy Myself where it kind of builds, starts a little quiet and then builds. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of what Fish is jamming is, a lot of tension release, which if you've ever fucked.
Let me check. Zip. Oh, yeah, I have.
A lot of tension.
My dick's still dirty.
It's weird. Whenever you say the word fuck, Scott has to look at his penis.
Yeah. We went to a hypnotist together.
Is that why I was acting like a chicken last night?
Yeah, after fucking me. He just looked at his penis.
Hello.
So, okay.
I'd like to hear what Adam thinks.
I liked that. I mean, I think that a lot from my Grateful Dead days, I do remember like stuff like that when you're super high at a concert.
Were you super high at 15 or 14 whenever you went out to Monterey?
Yeah. Well, and then I went to Dead shows later too. Like I went to a couple when I was like 18 and yeah, you get
of legal age to be high.
Right. And stuff like that just sounds incredible. And I think the rhythm section is bulletproof.
John Fishman Fish on the drums.
Is that John Fishman?
Yeah, and Mike Gordon holding it down on the bass.
But I don't know. I feel like for me it might be too much. Like when the organ came in, it was like that. Now it's okay. It starts getting muddy for me sometimes.
I liked the original keyboard sound at the beginning.
Piano?
About the that sort of Stevie Wonder Superstition.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I really like that organ sound.
I got something for you.
What do you call that? Is that a Moog or what? I'm not sure. Exactly
I think it's a Moog or like a clavichord.
Yeah, it might be a clavichord. Yeah.
Yeah, that funky
stuff.
Okay,
I don't like it so much when you do it, but
I like it a lot when Harris does it.
Oh, wow. I thought it was okay. I really like that original keyboard sound. Then he got into the piano, kind of the Mike Garson, like...
Who's Mike Garson?
He's David Bowie's pianist uh-huh. for a lot of records of him, and he does that like bling plong bling bling bling, like it's yeah. getting so crazy, it's all
yeah,
over the
yeah,
place,
yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
know. I think it's a little more effective when he does it, but I thought that you know, I felt it a little bit. I was kind of yeah. bopping my head.
He's a good guitarist. You can tell on that.
Yeah,
and that is Trey Fish.
Trey Fish.
Trey yeah. Fish. Trey Fish is a good
Trey
guitarist.
Cool. I call him Trey Cool.
I thought it was all right. I mean,
I thought it was good.
Is that the kind of thing that I'm going to see when I go see him?
You're going to see a lot of that. That actually was at last year's Madison Square Garden show on December 30th that I was at.
Mm-hmm.
And
Do you remember that moment?
Yeah, I was like flipping out on mushrooms.
Yeah.
Like totally lost my shit in a good and terrible way.
Mm. So would you say that that jam, because you've probably seen them perform that song like 50 times.
Yeah.
Would you say that jam is wholly unique from all the other times you'd seen them play that
song? That song is always kind of different, but that is like thematically what the good part of the jam.
That's where it like crests.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Can I ask about the jams?
Yeah.
You say they're improvisational mainly. Is it a lot like where one guy starts doing something weird and they're like, oh, okay, or like in a different rhythm, or is it always kind of based on the leader, what the leader does?
Like, it switches, but a lot of the times it's like they follow Trey, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When
so
he decides like go into a different area, they'll follow him.
But if the pianist, and I'm sorry, I don't know his name, Paige Fish, if Paige Fish like goes into like sort of a bomb, like some sort of like jazzy thing, would people then go, ooh, I got to get on that shit?
Yeah, they've been known to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, here, we'll play something else. We'll play CD 3, track 3. This is one of my favorite jams that I saw. It was at SPAC in New York. And
what's
the Sarasota Springs Performing Arts Center or whatever. But it's called Piper, and go to 7 minutes and 30 seconds in.
The Piper, you say?
Piper.
Just
the name
Piper.
Of the song.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is 7 minutes into the jam.
Is 7 minutes into
What's been going down for those 7 minutes? Am I bored those 7 minutes?
No, it's building to this. Like, the song part is like 4 minutes, and then...
It's a little suspect when you say start 10 minutes in or start 7 minutes in. It's
We can go to like 5 minutes if you just want to see. I don't know what's happening there, but I trust them.
Okay.
What?
I'm just saying you're suspect.
How many keyboard players do they have?
Just one. He's got his hands in a lot of pots right now. On a lot of pot.
Wait a minute, he's fingering someone at the same time?
Yeah.
And their name is Pot.
Yeah.
Potsy.
Go to
he's fingering Potsy?
He's like, hey, sit on this.
Go to 14 minutes in. This is like a 30-minute jam.
Holy shit.
So this is completely different.
What if you hate the song? Like, are you just...
Well, there's a lot of different sections.
Are you saying, like, a fourth of my night is fucked? I hate this song?
No, because they're doing different things with it. So if you don't like Piper, like, this is completely different. See, this is a different section. Now go to 2120.
The year we all will become one with the aliens.
See, that's an example of Trey picking this other thing to do, and they all kind of follow him.
Who recorded this? Fan?
Soundboard.
Yeah.
So then they do this like theme, and then at like 22:30, it kind of like peaks or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Is this just one guitar?
Yeah.
You're really fascinated by how many people are in this band.
Because I heard a rumor that there are 40 people in this band.
No, that's the Polyphonic Spree.
Oh.
Is this one guitar just checking?
How many people are on stage right now?
40.
Just kidding.
Me too.
I almost feel like we should listen to not a 30-minute one, but an entire song that
segues into this?
Yeah.
Because, it's hard to...
I mean, it sounds
to
contextualize
cool.
it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great... You did go to Harvard.
I didn't. Well, but the thing is I want to, like, give you guys a taste of, like, all these different styles of jamming.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I got it.
Let's play one more, and then we can, like, listen to a whole jam, maybe.
Okay.
Let's play it. Let me give you, like, one more sample.
I liked it. I will say my mind was slightly wandering, and that's not a knock on the company.
Right. But that's also, like, if you were there, you'd be enjoying it more. There'd be lights going. You'd be, like, feeling
I'm not fooled by lights.
You will be when you're on mushrooms.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I turn into a chicken. I would probably be focused on the actual, like, I do enjoy going to see live bands a lot because you can pick someone to watch and go, oh, I'm hearing what that person is watching.
Yeah. I have a question for Harris.
Mm-hmm. Why are you looking at me then?
I just enjoy looking at you.
Thank you.
If you had never been to a Phish show, would you?
I wouldn't be alive.
Okay.
Today.
That was my question. Would these jams be as enjoyable to you to listen to, or having the context of being there and knowing the experience, do they give these recordings more meaning and are you more excited by them just knowing?
I have like good memories attached to them. I wasn't at a lot of these shows because like this next thing I'm going to play you is from like 94 or whatever.
When a new Phish recording comes out, is it like Christmas morning of like, oh man, the Madison Square at the MSG?
No, because you can get every Phish show the day after, all of them.
Right.
They're all online.
But I mean, what I'm saying is like...
Oh, if you weren't at the show.
If you weren't at the show and you're
if
like...
If it's a good show, sometimes you read about how it was a shitty show and you don't really care. So but if it was a really good one...
You've not heard every Phish show.
I haven't listened to every Phish show, I'll admit that.
But when you hear about a great one, you download it and
immediately.
To it.
Yeah, you can download it that night through their website. They're really good about that.
And do you have to pay for these, or they're just
they're like $10 each for a show? But also, you can get free audience recordings. They encourage trading. But I like Soundboard; it sounds better.
So Phish actually releases their shows the next day.
They do.
A lot of bands are doing that now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, I think it's a new revenue stream for people.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a golden era of hearing shitty sounding bands that you don't like.
Well, then it's like a bronze era.
That's true.
Do you get other bands' live recordings?
I do. I think I mentioned last time on the show that I'm really big into Neil Finn's work, and so I have a lot of their...
From Scrubs.
So does he do that? He releases...
For a while, they were doing fan club recordings, which were fan club CDs, which are very expensive to get.
Fan club.
And those are really expensive because you would have like two come out a year, and they would only be for the fan club members. Fan club members. But now, I think they release every single show.
I could
show.
Really go for a club sandwich.
You said it, brother.
Wait, on Club Airlines?
Mm-hmm. That's what I meant.
Of course.
Do you want to listen to this other thing? Do you guys want to listen to this thing that defines a big part of what Phish is?
Absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Now, their big thing, sometimes they have stuff that's like really like beautiful.
Like it moves
you. I don't throw that word around.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Especially not to women.
No, well, you got to keep them on ice. You put them on ice, they love you like fire. I don't know what that means.
I do.
But this song's called Hairy Hood.
Ugh.
Chill. That doesn't mean anything. You cannot judge it based on
Hairy
that.
Hood.
It's based on the they.
It's based on
they used to live
John
outside a hood.
Fishman's,
you know, hood milk.
Horribly you know, hairy it's penis. Like,
it's like his hood.
Yeah, the hood of his penis.
Your
his,
penis has a hood.
His uncircumcised penis.
That's very vaginal.
A penis?
A hood.
What?
A hood is part of the...
Well, that part of the clit.
Vagina.
Yeah. Let's not talk about this anymore.
What? It's what covers the clit.
Oh. It's what keeps the clit from being rained
it
on.
It recedes when she's excited.
Recedes?
Draws back into itself.
Oh, God.
Exposing the pearl. All right. I don't know what this is turning into.
Oh, man. Are we still talking about Phish? Or should we all just kind of fuck right now?
Yeah, guys, let's just fuck.
All right, let's get this fucking over with. Let's get this fucking over with. All right, this is a Hairy Hood.
Ugh.
Boy.
And it's just called that because they lived next to a hood milk factory, and they looked at the billboard.
Wait, the brand Hood?
Their mascot was called Hairy Hood. And they just
I don't care to hear any kind of background on this.
So wait, there's a brand of milk back in Vermont called Hood Milk.
Called Hood Milk. So okay, this is CD1 track 5. Go to 5 minutes and 20 seconds in, and this is like where the jam kind of. This is after the song part ends.
Oh, okay.
This is kind of where the jam
meaning they, the lyric part of it
is done.
And this is beautiful. According to you, this is beautiful.
The peak of this song is like what Fish is.
Okay, great. I'm excited for this.
This is like where it begins. Very soft and just like nice purple hues.
So before now, they've been all like,
Harry's hood is the hairiest hood.
Yes, okay. Exactly that.
There's hair all over my hood.
It's pretty good.
It recedes when I'm excited. Clit.
Sorry.
Just that. I really got to take umbrage with that one lyric. Just the word clit.
Yeah, that's not. There's no melodic sensibilities.
Yeah, to the word clit.
Are you bumming out that we were talking about this over? This
okay,
no.
So but this is very pretty. They're like noodling over some atmospheric.
So, okay, let's shut up. Go to.
No. I want to hear this.
Yeah.
Don't go to anything.
All right. I was going to take you to like the really good part. All right, turn it up.
Turn it up, yo. Turn my headphones up.
So everyone now at the live show is just like, oh, fuck.
Like, we're about to be in for it.
Is that just one guitar?
They actually did bring on six other guitarists for this part.
How many people are playing bass right now, you guys?
All right, now can we go forward to 9 minutes and 15 seconds in?
Oh, that was my favorite part.
And we're going to listen to this to the end of the song.
Okay, about great.
2 minutes.
I like this.
great 2 minutes.
You like that? Oh, because it was longer than 2 minutes?
I think it was a little longer than two minutes.
I mistimed it. But you can't put a time on music.
Yeah.
You can.
You totally can.
You can put an exact time.
I really like that.
Oh, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting into it.
I'm going to say that I like Fish a lot more when they're doing that sort of kind of American rock and roll than when they get into like spacey, funky, jazzy stuff.
All right, that's good to know.
Yeah, the funk stuff is problematic for me.
Me too.
You did like a couple of the funk songs last time. You don't like funk, Adam.
Not really.
You like Prince?
I've never been a Prince fan.
Oh, dude, you should have seen him on that tour.
Analyze Prince, next podcast.
I wouldn't ever want to go to a Prince concert.
Oh, man, you are.
You went to a bunch of those shows,
I went to seven of them.
That's something that I've never really gotten is Prince. I've never been. I mean, Purple Rain. I think.
Purple Rain?
No. Purple Rain? Purple Rain?
Are you my baby right now? Daddy?
Take Me With You, I think, is my one.
That's a little
Prince
American rock and roll. That's closest to American rock and roll.
That
you're very comfortable in your zone, in your lane. American.
You're very
rock
provincial.
And roll.
You just like America.
Yeah, if possible, I like Los Angeles American rock. Mm-hmm. I don't like rock
and
roll
that leaves
my zip code.
I think Chili Peppers like L.A.
I actually really like the Chili Peppers.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys still like the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
I will say I have all of their records.
Did you like their new record?
I've not liked any of the songs I've heard on it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of, I get so many albums and I listen to it all on kind of random that when one comes up, I'll be like, oh, I haven't heard anything from this record. I've been disappointed. What do you think?
I like their last few records have been less like aggressive, like frat funk.
Yeah, I do like their new
like
sort of genre of like
California pop.
Yeah. You can hear the surf.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. I will say their new guitarist, I'm not really digging.
He's like 12, right?
Well, he is a different style.
He's definitely in the background though. I mean, it's not like he's doing big solos and stuff.
But that's why I think like, you know, John and I'm Frusciante. I think he was so in that zone with his tone. His guitar tone was so amazing. And now this new guy seems a little more like distorted. He's not kind of quite into that groove that.
Well, John Frusciante is an incredible guitar player.
I like his solo record. Have you heard his solo record? That actually sounds like the XX. The purple record. It's purple. I can't remember what it's called, but it actually sounds like a lot like the XX. It's like kind of like programmed drum beats and stuff.
Oh, really?
It's really good. Huh. Hey, what are we talking about?
I think we ended up talking about
the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right, but I think that we hit on something.
What
there.
Percentage of the show I'm going to see? By the way, how long is the show I'm going to see?
It's as long as you want it to be. Oh. That's not true.
Can I take your ticket, sir? All right, goodbye.
How long would you like this show to be?
It's two sets of like an hour and 15 minutes each.
Okay.
And then an encore that's like 10 minutes.
And what percentage would you say is going to be jams?
Like 70%.
Really? So, okay.
The new Fish doesn't jam. Like, they kind of have phases where, like, they'll do 30-minute songs or something. And lately, 2011, 2010, it seems like less big jams.
Why is that?
I think it has a lot to do with sobriety, that they kind of play sober now and they're not going to, like, weirder places.
Are they all sober now?
Just Trey is like officially 100% sober. I think everyone else kind of like plays sober to respect him.
Yeah.
I mean, they might like have
the ultimate sign of respect
in Japanese culture.
Committing suicide, number two.
They don't perform Harry Carey, do they? On stage?
They perform as Harry Carey.
How many people do that?
A lot of bands now.
Elliott Smith.
How many members? Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, come on.
What? All right.
All right. So now we're on board. We're like, okay, that's pretty
good. I really like, and I actually, I'm going to disagree with Scott here, if I may.
You may.
May I?
I prefer it.
I'm waiting for Scott's permission.
Oh. You have my tacit, an implied agreement.
You have my tacit.
Fuck you. No, I liked when the vocals came in, and I liked the way that sounded. I thought it sounded like anthemic and rousing and fun.
Yeah, I thought I was scared because I knew those lyrics were coming.
What were the lyrics? What was he saying?
Forget it. just forget that.
He should just sing that. He should be like, forget it. Forget it. Sorry.
I wasn't even listening to what they were saying. I was just kind of
caught up
in the, yeah.
Yeah, it sounded good.
Right. It just like is kind of a fifth instrument a little bit. Okay. I have a fifth instrument.
What's that? What is it? What is it?
Well, it's my penis. My first four, you're wondering?
Sure.
Each of my middle fingers.
Okay, one and two.
My big toes.
Three and four.
And my penis. In terms of what I use the most during sex.
What's your sixth instrument?
The sixth instrument is the balls as a unit.
Ugh.
What?
So that's one instrument?
Yeah. I mean, that's what I call my sixth instrument. I don't know what you call it.
Are you ready for my sixth instrument?
Wait. Why are you taking your balls out as a unit?
You'd immediately run out of the room if you said, are you ready for my sixth instrument?
I haven't enjoyed 1 through 5.
I wasn't even aware of 1 through 5.
All right, we're so off the rails right now.
If you like fish and you like dick jokes, you are going to love this podcast.
Yeah, let's put that at the beginning.
Do those circles intersect at all?
Every 100%.
Oh, okay, good.
Free love, man.
All right. You ever get laid at a fish show?
At a show? Mm-hmm. Or, like, I meet someone at a show?
No.
In either occurrence, no.
Have you ever... Do people have sex at fish shows?
I'm sure it's happened.
Like, in a tent?
Well, you're not, like, in it. At festivals and stuff, there's a lot of that. But at just, like, a show and, like, if they played the Greek here?
Yeah,
or Hollywood Bowl or whatever.
Everywhere?
No, I mean, no.
Have you ever fucked at any show, either of you guys?
I'm just going to decline the answer.
You know, there's...
Whoa, so someone has a dirty secret in his past.
I never have.
Oh.
Okay. Right. That was exciting once I stopped declining.
I decline, too.
Have you?
Nope. You decline?
I don't think I have.
But you had to think about it, and you're still not sure.
Oh, I got a 1 minute long hand job at a Cowboy Mouth concert.
Oh.
Can we pull that whole thing apart real quick?
First of all,
one minute.
It was just like this. Like I was in high school. I was 17.
Were you satisfied after the minute? In other words, was it to completion?
No, it wasn't to completion.
It was just someone
I was
who was
satisfied.
Touching your dick.
I was totally satisfied. It was a drunk, like 40-year-old woman.
Wait a minute.
In
how
Texas.
Old were you?
I was 17.
Whoa.
And then I saw her do it to like two more guys that
what?
Night.
Oh, God.
She was just like going around like and with her little like Miller Lite and a plastic cup and be like, "Woo, party." Like,
so what does she
just
sit
like
next
goes
to
concerts. That's her thing.
Was it a seated show or a standing?
Standing.
Show? So you were standing up and she
came
sidles
and started,
up
like,
next
dance.
To you.
She was like dancing with me. She All came right. up and she's like, "Hey," and I was dancing with her and she just fucking like went for it. She like, reached down.
But did you first, were you guys making out first?
No.
She just started.
Never kissed her once.
Just stuck her hand down your
face. Yeah.
Was it hard when she stuck her hand down there?
Her hand?
Yes, of course.
Completely flaccid. Broken, 100% broken bones.
So wait, if you're just dancing with a woman and then she shoves her hand down your pants, like, how did you know, like, you could have easily not had a boner because you didn't know that this was going to happen.
Right, but
I would think it would be
like,
just,
oh, whoa, think, we're doing this?
I think
oh.
it was at, like, half-mast because we were grinding, and I was 17, and that does it for you.
Mm-hmm. I guess so, like, just the thought of, oh, this chick's next to me.
Yeah, exactly. Bink. Yeah, that's all it takes is just the thought of being next to a girl.
So then a minute goes by, and she's like, ah.
She checked her watch. It beeped. And then she moved on to the next guy.
Wow. And, okay, secondly, Cowboy Mouth?
Yeah, that's the other part I was curious
yeah.
about.
Okay, it could have been, is Cowboy Mouth the one, it was either Cowboy Junkies or Mouth. It was the one with the drummer that sings and sits at the front of the stage.
Cowboy Junkies.
That's not Cowboy
that's
Junkies.
That's Cowboy Mouth.
That is Cowboy Mouth.
Yeah,
right.
Not Cowboy
okay.
Junkies.
Yeah, it was that.
Okay.
Because I remember locking eyes with the dude.
Well, hold on. During?
Yeah.
The blow, during the handy?
That's a joke.
Maybe she works for the band, and that's how they connect with their audience.
That's how they get people to come to their shows.
Hey, traditionally at Cowboy Mouth shows, we have a 40-year-old chick out there trolling for 17-year-old guys, giving them 60-second hand jobs.
And while she's touching your dick, we will lock eyes with you, and you will feel this music.
Come on down to a Cowboy Mouth show.
Come on down. Oh, sorry. Cowboy
right.
Junkies, on the other hand, that's a great band.
That's a great band. Love them.
For another day. Another Day, Gentlemen.
Drugstore Cowboy.
I almost don't want to play another thing because you guys liked that.
But we don't like fish. That's the problem.
Wait a second.
Can we go to track?
Wait, he just said wait a second.
I'm just telling him to queue up something.
Okay. I'm saying just, you know, I think that I like fish maybe more than you do.
Sure, but do you like fish? Like, would you say to someone, hey, I really like fish?
I would say right now,
uh-huh.
with the education I've had so far, I would say, yeah, I like some of their stuff.
Okay.
Because I still don't know that much about it.
Why we just have to quantity.
What would you say?
I would say, I liked what I just heard. I still don't like fish.
If someone on the street walked up to you and said...
Please do, by the way.
And said, do you like fish?
And pointed at me the way you just pointed at me? Yeah. That was really weird, by the way. I would have to say no. And I would have to say, sir, I appreciate you coming up to me. It's always nice to meet a fan.
And then what if he gave you a 60-second hand job?
I would lock eyes with...
whatever nearest drummer was around.
Hey, is anyone a drummer? Anyone?
I need to see you.
All right, what's up next, Herdog?
Next, we got CD 2, track 6. This is a song called Wolfman's Brother.
Wolfman's Brother?
Wolfman's.
Come on.
It's about Fish, the drummer.
Wait, he's his Wolfman. Brother is Wolfman Jack?
He's
this is
go
Wolfman
to go to
Jack.
7 minutes
hey,
and 20 seconds.
This one's
go
going
to 7
out
minutes
to my
and
brother,
20 seconds.
John the Fishman, Fishy Fish.
Okay, yeah.
This is a little too funky for me. What do you think?
Again, I can see enjoying this in the context of a song that's really gone from one place to another.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm just taking you to like the meaty parts.
Okay. Sure. Like the meaty Cheesy Boys did.
Who?
You know, the Jack in the Box spokesman boy band. The Meaty Cheesy Boys.
The Meaty Cheesy Boys, yeah.
I don't remember that.
Everybody knows that.
Cheese, meat, and that's it. Baby, you know it's hot and juicy. We don't make it till you order it. When I say meat, you say cheese, meat.
Cheese.
Meat.
Cheese. Is that real?
Yeah, that's incredibly real.
It is now. See, I could see this being thrilling in a live
setting.
Yeah,
this is great.
But I always wonder, like, would I put this on and listen to it while I'm driving around? Like,
never.
Would I listen to it?
Never.
That first song, the song you played before this,
I can see,
like, putting that on.
All right, I know what to play you next, then.
Okay, great. Well, why don't you do it and stop talking about it?
Done. Jesus. CD 2, track 5. This is called Slave to the Traffic Light. Just ignore whatever.
Well,
this is called Forget It.
Okay, but listen, we're talking about a song to listen to while driving. Slave to the Traffic
Light. This is from 97, December 7th, 97. Very famous show.
Okay, 4 years before 9/11.
For being awesome.
That's true. I never thought about it like that. This song is responsible for 9/11.
Come on, man.
You said that just now.
This podcast isn't the place for your weird conspiracy theories.
That's true. That's why you like fish so much, is because you think they're completely wrapped up in 9/11.
Yeah. Why would I like
they and George Bush obviously orchestrated it.
Yeah.
You're saying
I set off charges.
All right.
What do we got?
I'm just saying, man. It was an outside job.
God, we don't want to
outside meaning fish.
Yeah.
They contracted fish to
it was
do
a,
it.
Yeah, it was an out there job. It was a far out job.
Gary Larson.
9/11 was a far out job.
Yeah,
it
man.
It was fish. Okay, go to 5 minutes and 56 seconds.
Please.
Sorry.
Such good manners on this show.
We are nothing if not civil to each other.
Now Now, once again, like Harry Hood, this has, like, this built into this crazy...
I like this. Kind of sounds like a Layla organ.
Uh-huh. Nice little organ bed for you to lay on.
This could be the Beatles, the Stones.
Wow. You're putting them up there with the greats right
now. I hate the Beatles and the Stones, by the way.
That much organ, to me, it starts getting muddy.
Okay.
You hate going to church.
I love going to church. I go to church every day.
Are you an organ donor?
Yeah. I donate organs.
Your muddy organs.
I took churches. That's why I have to go every fucking day.
Now, go to like 9 minutes and 40 seconds, and I think that this part you guys will like. It's akin to the other song.
This is... How much further ahead is this than what we were
doing? Than what?
Than what we just
like
heard.
5 minutes later.
This is like 3 minutes later.
Ooh, I like that. About as high as your guitar can actually...
He can go. Oh, he can go higher.
He can go higher? Damn.
Yeah, this is good.
He goes higher?
I think he does.
If he'd go up there, I'd be impressed.
Maybe that was the highest. Yeah, that was the highest.
Listen to their break.
Sure.
What is it? What are their?
Did you record you peeing in the urinal during the break?
That was in '97. I was a wee lad.
Do they? How long do they take breaks for?
A great joke that you'll be in on, Scott, when you come to the show. Mm-hmm. They always say they'll be back in 15 minutes, usually 45.
What?
Yeah. So it's a little joke they play.
I am not into that joke.
45 minutes.
You'll love it when you're there.
Why?
What do you do for 45 minutes?
Well, you go, you refill, you
refill what?
Your cup, your bowl, your nug holder.
Do you drop another bean?
You drop whatever beans you want.
How many beans am I going to have to drop?
Take a dip of some Molly.
What's that?
You are insufferable.
I thought that was good. That sounded
I like
good
that.
To me.
Yeah.
All right. We're just on fire today. I think like you might actually like the concert.
Well, I might actually, because, you know, I mean, I have been to bands that I kind of find not that great. Like, say, a Bare Naked Ladies. Okay, everyone makes fun of them. But back in the day, I was like, oh, you really kind of have to see them to really get it.
Yeah.
But now when you listen to their records, you're like, I wish they were singing about something better, you
right,
know,
yeah.
during their silly songs. Like, their nice ballads are still nice ballads.
Yeah, there's that one song they had that was, like, kind of a hit in, like, 2000 that's a good song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, whenever they weren't rapping, they were actually pretty good.
Yeah, it doesn't have any of that in it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can totally see, based on those, me going to a show, and for at least those sections of it, enjoying the concert. And right. maybe I could come out of it transformed and say, I like Phish. I don't necessarily like Phish right now, but you've made your case a little bit better
okay.
than. And how about you, Adam, though? Where are you on this?
Yeah, I like that. I like those songs. I think that, again, I would imagine that going to a Phish concert would change your perspective. And then I think all of these bootlegs would then take on a new life after
yeah.
experiencing the concert if you do like it.
And also, the song part of it is more muddy at a con. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think it'll be, the lyrics and stuff won't be as glaring.
Right. I won't be sitting there saying, Harry, what?
Yeah, you could. But that's
Harry,
because.
Harry, what?
Harry, get the car. We're leaving.
That's to me?
Yeah. I call you Harry.
Yeah.
I stopped calling you Watson.
Call each other Harry whenever you're in public.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's how we know if we're looking for each other.
Well, I think you've done a better job of this. I won't say that I like Phish yet because I...
Well, the true test will be obviously in a month.
I think, I think I can't quite say I like something without hearing the first 3 minutes of a song too. Like, you know, if you're cutting
right.
out three minutes of something that I will hate.
Right, right.
I can't just...
We've done the songs and we've done the jams and then...
I like the jams.
Then at the concert, you'll hear everything together
mm-hmm.
and it'll all come together or it won't. Now,
and by the way, you have to help me if I get... If I have a bad scene at this.
Oh, I know.
You know what I mean?
Like,
no,
if you have a bad
I'm
trip?
A good,
yeah.
I'm a good, like, babysitter for
okay.
that sort of thing.
So you've already said on this one particular night that we're going,
mm-hmm.
you're going to take care of me if I
yeah.
need it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
I'll
harsh your mellow.
I'm probably going to be sober for the most part. Still very high.
Okay.
And extremely drunk. And probably
but
on,
totally
like,
sober?
Probably on a couple pills.
All right, so that's
you're in good hands, Scott.
We're about out of time. Adam, you want to come to the show? You going to be in New York this December?
Man, I would love to, but I have a family, so I can't
bring them.
Fuck around with this shit.
Wait a minute, I have a wife.
She's coming to New York though.
She's
is
not
she
going
to be? Is she coming to the Phish show?
Oh no,
you won't let her. Or she refuses.
She absolutely refuses.
I'm going to talk to her.
I said, do you want me to get you a ticket? And she was like, oh, no.
No, I'm talking to Kulop.
That would be fun to listen to if it's you two and then Kulop, who wants nothing to do with this.
Yeah.
Maybe we enlist her services as the engineer.
She's like the most like kind, accepting person. Mm-hmm. It seems like she would actually enjoy a Phish concert.
Maybe.
That seems like her scene.
I've dragged her to enough things that only I enjoy that she, at the end of it, goes, oh, yeah, that was really good. She's very kind in that regard.
Yeah.
If they came to Los Angeles, I would totally go in
okay.
a second.
Well, next time.
Hey, Phish, if you're listening to this, I'm not just talking to the
then
drummer.
Then apologize.
Yeah.
If they're listening to this, you have a lot of apologizing to do.
Why?
Wait,
for
I do?
Three episodes of bashing them.
No, they understand.
Oh, Scott
they,
has a lot
yeah.
of apologizing.
They get yeah. it. If you're listening to this.
They get it.
Do an LA show and we'll all go to it. And you can give us backstage passes.
Yeah.
And free drugs, and we'll all go. And, it'll
and
be
you
fun.
Can
no
set
drugs.
Up a kick-ass catering table just for the three of us.
A mini catering table.
Yeah,
we don't expect it to be a full table.
No, just like a meal for the three of us.
Yeah,
like,
fully catered.
Yeah.
Like just some sandwiches even. Yeah.
But also give us free drugs. I know, Trey, that you don't do drugs anymore, but arrange is
yeah.
probably...
But still get drugs and give them to Scott.
I'm sure your dealer is still on your
yeah.
phone.
That's yeah. You're not breaking any of the program's rules if you just arrange for someone else to get
he
drugs.
He is. He actually is.
Oh, you
a
don't
lot
say.
Of rules. So,
what are you talking about?
All right, guys.
What are we closing it up on, Harris?
Let's close. This is one of the most famous Phish jams that there is. It's the Bathtub Gin from The Great Went, which is a festival they had in
mm-hmm.
Maine in 97.
George Went started it, of course.
George
Norm!
Went.
They should start that show with Norm!
So let's go out on CD.
For cheers.
CD 2.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know
track
what you were talking
one,
about.
Adam, 6
it's been,
minutes.
Adam, it's been our pleasure
Adam,
to have you
Adam, thank you
the
so
show.
Much.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
Yeah. Let's go out
All
on
right.
This Is Great Went. Bathtub Gin.
I think we really made some progress here today.
Yeah. We did.
say I really like this too. We are called fish, we are called fish, we are called fish.
Just kidding, just kidding.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.
Dale, y'all!
This is Tony Rodriguez.
This is Carlos Santos.
This is Raiza Licea.
And this is Oscar Montoya.
When our powers combine, we are
Spanish Aquí Presents.
We have a brand new podcast here on Earwolf, bringing you the best of the best of lo mejor of the Latinx comedy.
Join us every Tuesday as we chat about what's going on in our lives, Latinx culture, and ¿qué es lo que?
Lo que nos está picando.
Lo que te pica. Don't worry, we'll tell you what that means if you listen.
We'll also be joined by a new guest every single week. We'll get to know a little bit more about their lives.
Every single week.
Uh-huh. And then we'll make them sit back and watch us improvise their lives right back to them.
Improvisation. Spanish Aquí Presents premieres July 16th. Subscribe now in Stitcher,
Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you listen.
O donde sea.
Spanish Aquí Presents.